Prime Day es el 16 y 17 de julio. Con las ofertas épicas exclusivas para miembros Prime, recibe el reconocimiento que tanto mereces.
¡Wow! Gracias. Ni siquiera preparé un discurso.
Quisiera agradecer a mi familia, que siempre necesita cosas. También a Sam, mi repartidor, por entregarme todas mis ofertas increíbles tan rápido. ¡Te adoro, Sam! ¡Mua!
Compra ofertas en electrónicos, hogar y más este Prime Day, del 16 al 17 de julio.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We're back, 5 o'clock hour. Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Orman on the ones and twos. We're Old School coming at you live from 1040 O Street. Hot, humid day here in the great city of Lincoln, Nebraska. We are brought to you by the Mercado Certified Piedmontese Special Ingredients and Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill here in Lincoln. Be sure to get on their website and check out their lunch specials. It was on and popping with the Glizzy special a week or two ago. I went over there and had to partake because of the type of meat and the great service that you get over there at the Mercado. So, but the breaking news of the day, Austin, is after the so-called courtship of Hurley, Mr. Dan Hurley, which was actually just going through the motions, the Lakers have decided rather quickly, in my opinion, considering what happened up there in Detroit, I guess less than 24 hours ago, with Monty Williams getting fired, to make the move and offer J.J. Redick a four-year contract, which it seems like he accepted before you could get it out of your, you know, before Rob Pelinka could send over the final draft of their first initial offer. He is now the new Laker coach. Obviously arriving with some scrutiny. I'm assuming, and according to Rob Pelinka and the reports, that he is in the process of acquiring or hiring, as I should say, a very experienced staff, considering that he doesn't have any coaching experience. We'll go to you first, Austin, because he's your dookie.
He is. I am not convinced he's going to be a great coach. I'm not convinced he's going to be a failure. I'm going to give him time to figure out who he is as an NBA head coach. I think he's been put in a real tough position. I think he is an absolute psycho, an absolute sicko for accepting this coaching job, right? To have your first ever coaching position be with the Los Angeles Lakers, not just the Los Angeles Lakers, but these Los Angeles Lakers.
Yeah, you're not getting Big Game James and Magic Man.
J.J. Redick is a madman for this. He is unhinged. He is off the deep end, giving up the best job in sports, giving up his reputation that he worked so hard
there he is.
To cultivate.
Yeah. There you go, Cap. Go and walk it. Walk it out.
on a good
foot. Walk it out, bro. Walk it out.
You think he's unhinged?
I think he's unhinged. Here's the thing. It's like when NCAA Football 25 comes out and you take over, like, I'm trying to find the equivalent. Like, imagine taking over for Alabama. Like, is he going to be Nick Saban? Like, that's kind of what he has to do now. All this history, all the tradition, you're down in the dumps. Unhinged, rabid fan base. Like, J.J. Redick must have wanted to be a coach so incredibly bad that he's willing to jump on a horrible position for himself. So it is going to be impossible for J.J. Redick to come out of this looking good unless he wins a championship, which is unlikely.
Essentially, the equivalent of taking over after Saban would be the guy that has a YouTube channel in his dorm and a really popular YouTube channel, and he's breaking down plays, and then he gets hired to be Alabama.
Which is the thing. Coach. He's not the first guy to go from the booth
He's not.
To coaching, right? And the last guy Jackson was, did it. Steve Kerr did it. And they Doc both, Rivers was never an assistant.
They both, and all of them have done really well. Done well Doc. Enough,
right?
Steve Kerr won a championship. What do you mean well enough? Yeah, what are you talking about?
Right. Okay, yeah. Fine. But Steve Kerr's also a GM before.
Okay.
You know, but which the coaching is different. I know. I'm just saying. It's different in the social media era. And also, none of them had to worry about their image like I think J.J. Redick has.
Do you think J.J. Redick cares about his image? He went to Duke.
I think that's why he cares.
No, he doesn't. His he image, his bit. He's already dealt with the... Everybody in America hated him already. What's the what could be worse?
He's going to bring in Christian Laettner as assistant coach.
What
gonna,
he needs to he's do...
Gonna get,
okay,
he's going to go get your boy. Who's your boy? Who's your fighter boy? That plays on every bad team, but he makes every fan base hate him.
Battier? Shane Battier?
No, from Duke.
Shane Battier?
No, your boy.
Cherokee Grayson? Park?
Grayson Allen.
He's still playing.
Yeah, no,
Grayson's balling.
That's what I said. That's his
he
first
just,
signing.
He just got a
that's his first
he,
signing. He just free agent signing is going to be Grayson Allen. Okay.
He just got re-upped from Phoenix.
Shane Battier, assistant coach. Mark it down.
I like that.
A respected veteran.
I like that. I do like
Carlos
it.
Carlos Boozer.
I do like it.
Hey, on the low.
Jason
John
Williams.
Shire needs to hire Carlos Buehler.
Jason Boozer Williams.
First.
Jason yeah. Williams.
The Boozer twins are baller.
Jason Williams. He's going
on. Oh, boy.
He's going to get all the dookie.
They're going to be fighting.
Promote Bobby Hurley. One Hurley gets named Cage. I'm Bobby that day.
Well, yeah, I don't want the older brother. I want the younger brother.
This is how you know how good this is going to be. Immediately, social media start having takes. And I just want to read a couple because they're pretty good. The first one says, wow, J.J. Redick coaching a squad of non-shooters.
That's cold-blooded, man.
The guy goes, yeah, let's wrap up this LeBron James era with a quickness, why don't we?
That's cold-blooded, man.
He said... JJ.
The internet is cold. The internet is just a bad place.
JJ, you are trying to date Angelina Jolie after Brad Pitt and with rumors.
That's cold blooded, man. You know what one thing I've realized? Austin, people got way too much time on their hands.
That's spectacular.
Far too much. And they're too creative for their own good sometimes.
But I would like to see him use his creativity for something good, man. My man wanted to be a head coach. Now, here's where I think he's crazy. This is the honest to God truth. If LeBron was guaranteed to come back and AD, I like it because they can hold your hand. It's kind of like, you know, no different when LeBron wanted T. Lou, right? Now, granted, he was an assistant, but still, he'd never been the man before. The problem is the Lakers don't have any draft capital. They don't have any players that you can develop.
Speaking of that, we went over the Lakers draft picks during On the Block. Do you guys like that list?
Oh, please.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Austin. Just give DP more ammunition. Give it 5 minutes. Go right ahead.
Okay, we'll start in 2013.
You over here tickling. You hit his funny bone. Austin. Austin. Yeah, anybody out there needs somebody to co-sign. We got him here. You just get this. Hey, DP, DP, hold on.
I can't breathe.
DP, I'm going to do you like Shaq did Barkley. This is supposed to be 1, 2, 3, back to 2, back to 1. You went 1, 3, 1, 3. We got to start fighting. Go ahead, man.
I'll start in 2013 as an act of self-deprecation. Ryan Kelly, the White Falcon from Duke.
Oh, you're going over their draft picks.
2013, yes, their draft
picks. Oh, I thought you were going to say who they have. No. Okay, Ryan Kelly. Okay,
2013, 2014.
But he upgraded, though, because he married somebody, right?
He's doing fine.
Who did he marry?
I forget, but she's
Yeah, like a superstar, well, right? Yeah, that's why he retired. Go ahead.
Julius Randle.
That was a big loss.
The next year, very next year.
Ingram.
They draft D'Angelo Russell and Larry Nance Jr.
Wow.
Well, Larry Nance came to Cleveland and won a championship, right?
No, he was after that, I think. Okay.
No, he won with the Lakers. Did he come back? Return to the Jedi?
Gone. I thought he was gone.
I don't know.
Either way, he's gone. 2016, Brandon Ingram and Ivica Zubac.
I don't even know who the other dude is. Ivica, whoever.
He's the starting center for the Clippers.
Oh, Zubac. Yeah, I like that. You got rid of both of them.
Both of them.
That's Rob Pelinka.
Yep. After that, it was Lonzo Ball. which whatever. Year after that, Mo Wagner and Svi Mykhailiuk. Okay, so whatever.
You ain't even, did they even play for you? They're both in Mo Wagner's in Orlando.
Yes, he was not good.
You
in
traded
Los
him
Angeles.
For Mo Bamba.
2019, DeAndre Hunter, role guy for Atlanta. You never really saw. Jaden McDaniels playing a role for your Wolves right now, Jack.
Yeah. Can't shoot under pressure, though.
And then since then, Isaiah Jackson. Exactly. Max Christie. Hadn't seen the floor. And
is
then
that
this
Doug
last
Christie's son?
Don't
Let's
believe.
Just say he is. Just
okay. Yeah, we're for good. Kicks for
and
sake. Yeah.
And then Jalen Hood-Schifino and someone named Nohavi King.
And this, okay, we'll just stop right there.
No,
okay.
That's it.
Okay, no, but we'll stop right. We'll stop right there. We'll stop right there.
Just holding the laughter back.
How in the
making
hell
my heart
does
beat
Rob
funny.
Pelinka still have a job? How do you just the last 4 years of your draft? How are you still the GM? What do you have on Genie? There is no way. Those are not the best guys that you could draft. The two dudes, I can't even pronounce their name. What are you doing? Just don't draft anybody.
This dude just said this. J.J. Redick thinks of himself as Justin Timberlake sexy back. Who he actually is with the Lakers is Justin Timberlake mugshot.
We open a can of worms, Austin. We done for the next 45 minutes. We're just wasting time right now.
This is stream exclusive as well. Yeah. So special treat for those people.
I think JJ Redick will do better than what people think. I don't think they'll win a championship. I don't think they have enough pieces to do so. I think you're taking over a team that it's almost like the team is divided in half. Like you have some good people. You have two guys who won a championship. You have Austin Rivers that has done it. And then you kind of have to bring back D'Angelo Russell, it sounded like. You kind of have to until you can trade him. Right. So now you're in this Russell Westbrook type of deal. You know what I mean? Like, all right, we really don't want you, but we're going to overpay you.
Prime Day es el 16 y 17 de julio. Con las ofertas épicas exclusivas para miembros Prime, recibe el reconocimiento que tanto mereces.
Wow, gracias. Ni siquiera preparé un discurso.
Quisiera agradecer a mi familia, que siempre necesita cosas. También a Sam, mi repartidor, por entregarme todas mis ofertas increíbles tan rápido. ¡Te adoro, Sam! ¡Mua!
Compra ofertas en electrónicos, hogar y más este Prime Day, del 16 al 17 de julio.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
So, you got like 3.5 legitimate players. You're probably going to get the worst version of D'Angelo Russell because that means he had gotten paid. And then what do you do or what does LeBron have to do? And then if LeBron decides to go somewhere else, then how does that affect AD? Now, the best thing would have been if Rob Pelinka said, listen, we're going to come out and we're just going to just implode this thing and we're going to start over. And you kind of like with Pat Riley or Spoelstra, I'm going to work with you. But you can't do that because you don't have a Pat Riley as a GM.
Right.
Right? So then now he's essentially taking this job. And I will say this. If I was a football coach, say I was coaching in the NFL and somehow, right now, whatever, in the Cowboys, which essentially is like the Lakers, they're always in the conversation, they ain't won anything. Well, Lakers recently, obviously. You have to take this job if you're trying to coach. You have to take this job because if you do well here, it will set you up for the future. If you don't, you still have options. you have to take this
but
job.
But why not go to Detroit? Where there's less of the other. No, listen to me.
You go ahead and clip that.
Listen to me.
Detroit, are you kidding me right now?
I saw the back of Jay's head. I know exactly the look.
No, but you're right.
I wish I had my sunglasses.
Right. So
I want that Marcus Spears thing.
If you are JJ Redick,
mm-hmm.
if you're a new coach, if you're a coach with zero coaching experience, but you believe you're a really good coach.
Right.
The greater risk is LA, because if you fail this, you're done. In Detroit, listen, if you're moderately successful, and I mean I'm using moderately loosely. Win 31 games. You are a genius. You are a genius. Remember, 31 wins in Detroit versus 31 wins in Los Angeles. And you're talking about a damaging media market in Los Angeles. Detroit, you're hearing crickets. It's crickets in Detroit. There's zero expectation. And this is an organization that is so bad that they just threw, like Spanky from Little Rascals, threw $65 million out the window with a smile on their face.
I would also rather build around Cade Cunningham than Anthony Davis.
See, so it's not as ridiculous as it sounds because it's ridiculous. That's how ridiculous the situation is.
It's ridiculous to go to Detroit. First of all, Detroit has no chance in hell to win more than 14 games next year. They are paying Evan Fournier $19 million. You don't have a chance. You have a chance to get, as long as you get to the playoffs, and LeBron's going to carry you to the playoffs with the Lakers, and then that's fine. Because you'll get to the playoffs with LeBron and AD. If you run it back with the same team, you'll get in the playoffs. So then, therefore,
they barely got the playoffs this year.
Yeah, you'll get in there. That's the playoffs. You'll get in there. You in there.
You think anybody
but you're going to Detroit? West, what are you going to do in Detroit? Win 20 games and what?
Well, it doesn't take much to get in the playoffs in the East anyway.
Detroit ain't
it's a different. If it's a different launching pad. It's
true.
31 wins, you're in the discussion in the East. No, that's a statement of reality.
Mm-hmm. It's easier than the East, but you're not going anywhere in Detroit. J.J. Redick is not coming out of the booth to coach the Detroit Pistons. There's no way in God's green earth he's going to Detroit.
Jay, if you got a coaching opportunity to lead a program, it makes much more sense for you to go coach Wesleyan than for you to run the program down the street. Why? Metrics, measurement, responsibility, accountability, all those things different. Over there, if you're successful, then you can they'll send a carriage for you and bring you down the street with golden coins in your tub.
I like my chances at Nebraska.
Okay.
I'm not minimizing your point. My rebuttal to that is Detroit's nowhere in. Yes, the growth potential in Detroit is way bigger than the Lakers long term. But nobody's going to be coaching in Detroit long term.
Will anyone be coaching in Los Angeles long term? He signed a four-year deal. No one's been there longer in 3 years since Phil.
That's the thing,
right? So would you rather be in LA or Detroit? And you know you're going to be losing.
What level of success can you achieve in Los Angeles? Do you legitimately think in the West that you're going to achieve compared to being in the East with zero pressure? There's no pressure.
It's a Detroit. Detroit's an easier job. But it's also going to be
just my point.
Detroit's an easier job, but I think it's also going to be easier, or it potentially should be easier, to assemble a staff to go to the Lakers. Now,
okay.
I think they're both the same. They're both dumpster fires. I'll say it like this. I say it all the time. It's whatever type of diarrhea you like. Yeah. You like the slow one that's going to bubble up all day, or you like the one that's going to be explosive. Yep. It doesn't matter. It
doesn't matter.
Because Detroit's a little bit longer process. I can see J.J. Redick going through year one and be like, you know what, man? I like evaluating games a little bit better.
So here's the last text. Lakers fans having to watch the Celtics win their 18th world championship, and now J.J. Redick is your head coach. Not a good week.
Let me ask your guys' opinion. Ooh. And this is going to come up on national guys, because you see this a lot with the bigger name guys. Do you really think Darvin Ham was a good enough coach to get enough to still be the coach?
I would, my rebuttal is they did. I think that's how we got here.
What do you mean?
Is the fact that the Lakers thought that this was the move.
Right. I'm asking your guys' opinion.
No, there was nothing about it that made sense to me.
Yeah. I mean, I think the
nothing about it.
Yeah. I think the Lakers are going through this process of, and you see a lot of teams see this, right? Whereas they got a ton of past success. Of course, they won a championship. I don't know why you fired Frank Vogel. I don't know why you would do that. Right. Okay, you just, I don't know what it was. Was it a bad bottle of tequila or whatever? I don't care. You know.
Well, that underscores the whole problem with what Los Angeles is doing. Either they need to hire a Vogel who would be great to coach a team through a rebuild, mm-hmm. and still defensive principles, you know, how to play the game the right way or whatever. Either blow it up with him, get a team in his style, or pay a coach, right? They lowballed Hurley. If he's supposed to be the guy, you don't lowball.
You got to overpay to get him out there.
Well, you're not getting Spoelstra out of Miami, right? He's a grinder. He's a lifer. He's Riley's dude in Miami, right? He's not leaving. Give Nick Nurse a grandfather offer. Something like that, right? A tactician, a big mind that's worked with stars before, but they're trying to have it both ways, right? They want to be thought of as this big money franchise, glitz and glam, but they're not spending on it. They're on a shoestring budget right now. They're cutting it too close. Either spend the money and bring in all these big names and win, or cut back for a few years, don't spend, save up, have a long-term plan, and then grow from there. But they're trying to have it both ways, and that's why it's not working.
They've been playing a Halloween for way too long. And the bigger part of coaching a franchise like the Lakers, kind of like the Cowboys or whatever.
Raiders.
It's 85% personality and how you do everything besides X's and O's. And the Lakers have missed the buck, period. Because I think Frank Vogel started to really, really embrace that type of it. And they're like, all right, man, you know what? You're not too, you know, you only won a championship 2 years ago, so you got to go. Now, I think, you know, with Jason Kidd, if, you know, he was on the staff, well, if you like Jason Kidd so much, you should have hired him, right? You shouldn't have let him go to Dallas. And now that they tried to hire him back, I think the Lakers have struck out. I think they thought they were a lot more attractive franchise and job than they actually are. Because I think the only time that the Lakers will get a big time coach, and I don't even know who would qualify as a big time coach that you could really get besides Spoelstra, Pop's too old, or anybody like that, you're going to have to trade for this coach. You're going to have to do like Tampa Bay Bucks did for John Gruden in Broncos. You're going to have to trade for him. Then the problem is, if you're catching him towards the end, you're not getting the guy that you've been telling yourself you're getting. So they're really up you know what creek right now. And it'll be interesting how it does. The most important thing of any coach, and we all know this, is who you have as a staff. We already know who the GM is. So you're already going into the street fight with one hand in your pocket, you know. So you got to get a staff that's experienced in everything that you are very inexperienced at. I think J.J. Redick knows X's and O's. We know that because he's not too far removed from the game. I think he knows. I think the biggest thing and biggest transition for him is what type of locker room he has and how he can keep a pulse on that locker room and then kind of move in that locker room.
That's my question for you, T. What's going to be easier for J.J. Redick early in his coaching career? Is it going to be game management and calling plays, or is it going to be locker room management and rapport, right? It's not like he's been out of playing for that long. He played against a number of guys on the roster, but he hasn't been in an NBA locker room for a while and not as a coach. So would it be easier for him on the bench in the game or in the locker room behind the scenes?
I think he'll be better. The easiest thing for him is basketball. Timeouts and all that, he'll do good. Because that's what he does when he's calling games. You're doing that. That's what made Steve Kerr so good. If Steve Kerr was really good because he had the GM experience, but he knew how to manage personalities. So that's going to be the biggest thing. And then also a staff, because they're going to have to do an excellent job of developing players that nobody's heard of. And they're going to have to really get a big return on investment on some guys that they either get in veteran minimums and stuff like that. They're going to have to piece together to be able to compete in the West, because the West is only going to get bigger and stronger over the years. So anyways, good segment there. We're going to jump into Phil Steele's college football preview, but more importantly, the Big Ten. Nebraska's ranked pretty good, but there's There's some teams, up, especially up in Minneapolis, I'm sure it's got this posted up in their locker room. But we're going to take a quick break, come back. Jay Foreman, DP Austin Orman, we'll be right back.
Prime Day es el 16 y 17 de julio. Con las ofertas épicas exclusivas para miembros Prime, recibe el reconocimiento que tanto mereces.
¡Wow! Gracias. Ni siquiera preparé un discurso.
Quisiera agradecer a mi familia, que siempre necesita cosas. También a Sam, mi repartidor, por entregarme todas mis ofertas increíbles tan rápido. ¡Te adoro, Sam! ¡Mua!
Compra ofertas en electrónicos, hogar y más este Prime Day, del 16 al 17 de julio.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.